2017 Correlation Conference in beautiful sunny San Diego with Mr. Thomas O'Shea. How are you, Tom?
Very well, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. How's the show going so far?
Very well.
Yeah?
Very well. I always enjoy coming to this conference because the technology that we have now with correlation is just so wide open and so available to us and to our vendors. And talking to vendors, talking to other clients about what they're doing with this technology is really encouraging because we've moved really to more of a digital credit union. We've closed our branches.
Really?
So we used to have 8 branches. We have one little office.
What?
If a member wants a throat to choke, they got to have someplace to go. But we use technology to enable the relationships, and it's working out really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
So we come here and we talk to some of the vendors and some of the clients, and we see how they're using that. It's really encouraging and really gives us a lot of optimism for the future on what we can do.
So how is that transition going from 8 branches to no branches and using the technology to support it all? How was that transition?
It took us 2 years when we made the decision to do this transition. It took us 2 years to retrain our members.
Really? Okay,
so
yeah.
A member
okay,
member would come into a branch and say, oh, I want to apply for a loan. So we would take them over to a little room, give them a phone and say, here's the loan person.
Wow.
They pretty quickly figure out they don't have to come to our branch to get in a room to get on a phone to apply for a loan.
Yeah.
So they start doing that from home.
Okay.
Then we start training them on remote deposit capture, so they don't have to come in and make a check deposit. And we have ATM networks that we're part of. We're also part of shared branching, so those that still need that or feel the security blanket aspect and want to go to the branch, they can still go to a branch and do a basic transaction. So as we did that, then we just started closing those branches and redirecting them to all these other technologies. What it did though is that we strategically chose the type of member we want to serve. We knew we couldn't be all things to all people. So we said that, the digital native, which is the younger member, or the digital adapter, they're the ones that we want to serve. And some members, and typically they were older members, wasn't their cup of tea.
Okay.
And we said, thank you for being a member in the past, and that, that's the way we needed to go,
right.
Continue to grow and build our business.
Right.
And we think long-term it's going to serve us very, very well. My 20-year-old daughter just finished her sophomore year of college. Last week she had a meeting with some of her classmates, because she runs the dance team. The meeting occurred at 11 o'clock at night at my kitchen table with a Skype session for these 4 girls to talk to each other. These kids are not going to then get up and decide, oh, I need to go to the branch to make a transaction or deposit.
Yeah.
They live on that Gorilla Glass.
Another
quick little story, my brother-in-law's grandson, who's 4 years old, I have a picture on my phone. His world revolves around that tablet, his entertainment. He sits there, when he's not playing with his trucks or with everybody else, but if he's just looking at a show, he's watching that tablet.
Yep.
Same thing, he's a digital native. He's gonna rely on that device to see anything and do anything he needs to do within the technology. And I think what correlation brings us is the full ability to realize that and exploit those opportunities to attract those guys, those young people as members, and to grow relationships with them down the road.
That's cool that you're looking that far down the road. So I don't know if a lot of people are. I'm sure a majority are, but that's really cool that you're looking that far down the road
because
that's obviously where it's headed, and it's going to be here before you know it, or it's already here. What do you want to take away from this conference that'll help you get there?
I want to take away, now we're looking at some of the vendors, big data type of things. We're looking and saying, all right, what are the systems we're using today from an MCIF, for example? What's the next evolution of that? Some of that is big data, and it's a lower cost. It's beyond just our data. It's an aggregated data from many, many different financial institutions, credit unions, data sources that we can then use to manage risk, extend credit offers, build relationships and all. So I'm looking at, in general to see how we can extend the product that we've got. And each year I come here, I learn something new, and I meet new entrants to the market. And what I found is that the younger, newer companies that are really hungry and really ready to embrace what the technology offers, the open API. And I read a lot about that, as I read through it, I'm like, yeah, we're there. We got, we can do this because we've gotten rid of that legacy system. We've gotten a system that's flexible and can attach to all these different things.
Yeah.
So we're doing things internally. We're doing things with vendor relationships. So I look to say, all right, what's going to be the next big thing, and you know, where can we go with it?
Isn't that what it's all about, though, is having that flexibility to kind of do whatever you want or do whatever wherever the market's going, to have that freedom?
Absolutely, yeah. Right. And it helps us lower our general costs because we're not relying on some of these older products, and it gives us a lot more flexibility and to create something, a product that our member wants and our member's going to need.
Indeed.
I'm really happy with it. Indeed.
Yeah. Hey, you were also on a panel earlier. What did
you weren't on the panel?
Oh, my bad.
One of my partners was in our back office, CUSO, Member Support Services.
Okay.
He was on the panel this year. I was on it last year.
Okay. That's I'm thinking of last year. All right. That's where my mind is.
It was just so impressive. I know. It just sticks with you.
It's etched in my brain,
Tom. I get that all the time.
Thank you for that. Anything else to wrap up? I mean, what do you want to, any kind of outlook for 2017 you want to share with us? Or
just, you know, fintechs are here. Disruption is here. Oh, yeah. You've got to keep your eyes open, and you've got to change. And it's not what we as professionals or organizations want. It's what our members want. And you've got to do what you can to anticipate that and to be relatively leading edge to make the changes you need to do to be relevant to them and serving up services the way they want to provide them.
Well said, sir. Well said. Great message to end on. Tom, always a pleasure, my sir.
Enjoy talking
always
to
a
you.
Pleasure.